The gentle motion of the plane eventually lulled Matt to sleep. He dozed and woke and dozed again. Sometimes when he woke, Robin was sitting beside him. Sometimes he was alone. Snatches of reality in between dreams of darkness. He was aware of Catherine, stretched out cat-like and asleep on one of the sofas. None of the others seemed to sleep at all. Harper in particular was wired, examining the strange disc through a magnifying glass, going through the parchments and papers, talking earnestly and urgently to Venture. An hour out from Rio, Matt woke to find Robin once more in the adjacent seat. Her father was beside her, crouched down so they were on the same level to talk. "I've told him it's not my field," Venture was saying. "But he's becoming worryingly insistent. Just be careful." Robin nodded, and Matt wondered what they were talking about. Venture was looking across at Matt now, seeing that he was awake. "You need to be careful too," he said.
"What of?"
"Of Harper. He wants me to help him translate the symbols on that disc."
"And you can't?"
"I won't," Venture said softly. "He may ask Robin. He may even ask you. Be careful how you reply. That disc is unique." Matt frowned, remembering the very similar disc he knew Venture had in his possession.
"But surely,"
Venture cut him off. "As far as Harper is aware, it is unique. It is obviously that disc he's been after, not the rest of the treasure. He thinks it will lead him to a treasure far greater than the one we have already found for him. That's the trouble, isn't it? We're never satisfied. The more we have, the more we want."
"I just want Dad back," Matt said. "We've got the treasure of St. John now. Do we bargain, or will they let him go, or what?"
Robin took Matt's hand and held it between both her own, just like she'd held his hand in the restaurant in Copenhagen.
"We'll find him," she promised.
"I think we're now much closer to finding Arnold," Venture agreed, "though perhaps not in the way you imagine."
"Meaning what?" Matt demanded.
Venture smiled, but it was a sad, sympathetic smile. "Just a theory. It is perhaps surprising we've heard nothing from these mysterious opponents of Harper's, seen nothing of them, no evidence that they even exist, except for the fact your father's missing. The treasure was undisturbed, and Harper never suggested that there might be anyone else in Denmark after it. He seemed to take no precautions, and now, well, Harper's sudden insistence that I help him further worries me. His quest for more of the ancient knowledge." Matt shifted in his chair, stretching.
"I think that's just a lot of mythical rubbish, ancient knowledge and powers."
Robin looked to her father for the answer.